Hello and welcome back.
We're back!
And we're back! It's good to be back, actually. It's another remarkable episode of Chemically Inconvenient. We're two brothers that are just gonna drink a lot. I am at @Dilly_Willy on Twitter. Creator, brainchild, probably the better of us two, at Cole Samuelson. How are you doing?
Great, good to hear.
Let's just dive right in. How does that sound? Today's podcast is brought to you by our friends, Procrastination. Let me start by saying everyone here, especially our producers, huge supporters of Procrastination. Let me ask you, do you love denial? How about slowly yet incrementally hating yourself? You ever done 8 hours of work in 30 minutes? You ever done 30 minutes of work in 8 hours? Have you ever watched Let's face it, I know it, you know it, we're all procrastination experts, and let's keep it that way. We're all just hamsters on a wheel, my friend. So keep that wheel spinning and keep that mind racing. Thank you, Procrastination.
Ow! I like them.
Huh?
I like them.
I'm a huge fan. I've been using their product my whole life.
I would say I'm not as a fan as I was in my college days, but
yeah, it's, you know, it really is just you slowly hating yourself more and more. You know, that's kind of what it is.
Oh, let's see here. Went on a little bit of hiatus.
Yeah, that was my bad. So I missed last week, and that was because we were supposed to record last Saturday, and I played golf, and I blacked out midday on hole 17.
That's what I thought, because I texted you and didn't get a word back.
There's no way.
I go, well, he must be golfing.
I was literally, I think it was the first time that I legit, like, I don't remember playing the last two holes. Supposedly, I went par to finish.
Decent.
Yeah. Got a ride home, woke up with all my clothes on. And my golf shoes.
That's a win.
It was a win.
That's a win. Call you the Barry Badgernath of golf.
I don't know who that is.
Really? Beer Fest?
Oh, yeah.
I play better when I'm drunk. anything crazy happened this week?
Sorry, I didn't grab a fresh one. Coming back.
Not really. We got a... I know, I hate talking about work, but we got a... Might have caught a big fish.
Big fish.
So, we're quoting him.
Dylan not so with the little fish anymore, is he bumping up to the...
I'm bumping up, man. I'm actually going for him.
Is he going
for the Marlins.
Is he going up? Is he getting an office on the second floor now?
Yeah, yeah. Well, windows, too. With a receptionist.
Are we out of the cubicle and in the...
We're...
Into the office?
You know, Cole, I think finally things are starting to look up for me.
I know you told me that, was it Monday? That, was it Monday? Or last week?
I don't remember days.
Me neither. I guess Dad locked up something, and you were like, yeah, he's the real deal.
So, it was the first time I got to hear him, like, do a sales pitch. And it was one of the more surprising and, like, I think it's a turning point in my life. The guy is flawless, man. And his style is so, like, me and my, you know, everyone has a different style in selling, especially if you do it. You know, you know what you're good at. Mm-hmm. So Tony has his style. I have mine. And then there's this guy, Mike Samuelson. Cool, it's like up front in your face, and he just puts...
Oh, aggressive.
He like full court presses you the whole game. He's like the West Virginia salesman.
I can see that.
And it's like... And like the they don't have time to breathe. Well, and he'll like ask him questions, and they'll come back with something, and then he'll just be like over the... It's basically just like he just one-ups everybody the whole time. And you're like... To where they're like, I don't see why we shouldn't do this. And I'm like... He walked out of there, and he gave me, like, he, like, winked at me. And I'm like, I get it. You're good.
I get it.
Like,
you're good.
A fucking asshole about it.
That's but the way he is with everything, though. Like, you're going to do it this way. Is this how you do it?
Yeah. It's
the best way.
Cool. It was
I know what I'm talking about.
It was like watching Michelangelo paint. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was crazy. The guy was born to do it. So
I talked to him this last weekend. He said, you know, the head guy he knew pretty well. And he said, yeah, I knew we were going to get him anyway. Well, then, of course, he goes, I walk in there. Of course, their HR lady's all pissed off and all this stuff. And he goes, yeah. He goes, we're going to get him.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, there's three of us, and you're not supposed to have, like, a sales pitch with, like, three sales guys. Because it's kind of just, like, you don't want to, like, you know, come in there like you're attacking him. They brought in eight dudes to hear this thing, Cole. It was crazy. I think I said two sentences in there. And that was it. He said something. He had, like, a website wrong. So I had, like, anything. And then he said something else that was wrong. And all it was about, like, IT stuff. And I just shut my mouth. Tony didn't say anything either. We just let him go. We just let him go.
Oh, it's good. Let's see. K-State just won.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Cats!
This would be like the most melancholy, depressing podcast if they didn't.
Oh, for sure.
So I think we'd probably just sit here, get drunk, and cry and everything.
Just be an hour worth of.
Dude, Cole, we look good. I'm telling you, we're going all the way. We're going all the way.
I don't. No.
We're going all the way, and we're going to play Kansas, and we're going to beat them 100-0. That's what I put on my bracket.
I know you did. But you do realize we play Virginia.
Bring them on. They play just as sloppy, like, dogfighting style we do. It's just going to be, like, too heavy.
Shoot, Dad said if we beat Creighton, we're beating Virginia, so who knows.
Bring them on.
Let's see. Okay, I wanted to bring two things up before we get into questions. Okay. Number one, this came up 2 weeks ago, I think, on Facebook, your favorite.
All right. Yeah. Don't have it. Okay. Go ahead.
A dad of probably Southern descent. He had a little twang in his voice. Mm. He's in his car. His son's out in front of him with the backpack, coat on, running.
Okay.
It's raining outside. And he said, it was a video, he goes, hey, I want to give a little parenting advice here. My son's been getting in trouble at school. We're having behavioral problems. He finally got kicked off the bus. He goes, so all this week I'm making him run to and from school, and it's 1 mile. And he goes, it's raining outside today. I don't care. This and this and that. And he goes, it's Wednesday. And he goes, funny part is, teacher's saying he's a lot better in class. We've seen a difference at home, blah, blah, blah.
Hell yeah. You know what that's called, Cole? Tough love. Which everyone needs.
The school of hard knocks.
It's tough love. Everyone needs that. I mean, it was a genius move. You know, it taught the kid that, like, it's not acceptable. And it obviously worked perfectly. Didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
The funny thing is, like Brittany said, he was in his car following. I'm like, you couldn't get out and run with him?
Huh? No, screw that. No, screw that. I like that.
And at one point, he goes, and actually, he's keeping a pretty good pace.
He's going 20 miles an hour. Yeah, it's, like, even more, like not degrading, but, like, as you're in your truck behind him, you're in your F-150 just following him.
It's like what the Navy SEALs do when they make them run on the beach. They're in that buggy with the air horn. Faster! Yeah. Faster!
So, that's awesome.
No, when we brought this up last week, like, with us, like, we... If they get in trouble, they have to do something physical. Push-ups, sit-ups, whatever. And, you know, I don't know. I loved it. As you said, I'm part of the problem, so I posted it.
You know what? You are the problem.
You're the problem.
I was actually talking about someone. This girl from Kids City, like, she has Laura on Facebook. And I guess she just posts, I'm not on there, but then she posts, like, religious stuff all the time.
Mom?
Yeah.
She's not as bad as she used to be.
And then I'm like, I was, like, talking to her, and I'm like, well, then I have two awful Facebookers in my family. Thanks.
She's not as bad as she used to be.
You guys are the worst.
She used to be, I wouldn't call it bad, but it was obvious. Not, she's not too bad. Now she just posts pictures of the new baby and...
Well, that's fine.
And talks about the grandkids and all that stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Hot topic. In
awful shot
in the mall. In many ways. Okay. So, I'm 30. I had my first bout of shitting blood. This week.
Oh my god.
So,
dude. Oh, I did not expect that.
So listen, because I have a theory. So,
oh, God.
This last weekend, I went off the rails with the diet.
Okay.
And usually when that happens, I have some problems.
But you
But I don't usually poop blood. Now.
Which I think.
I ate a whole bag of Blazed Doritos.
Okay. Okay. That's your culprit,
yes,
right there.
Yes, right.
I mean,
so,
you're
so,
just.
And that was Sunday night, and then I finished them off. I couldn't sleep Monday night, so I stayed up and watched Entourage, and ate Blazed Doritos. By the way, I'm rewatching that whole series. It's phenomenal.
Never seen.
Still,
it. Never seen.
What?
It. Never seen Entourage.
Oh my.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your life?
I don't know.
How have you not watched that? Because it's about four dudes that all they do is party and drink and have sex and live the good life.
Okay, I'm going to cut you off. What are you trying to say?
Huh?
That's
how is that not like Dylan's
no, that's right.
Dylan's subtitle, I mean, to his autobiography?
I like all of those things. That's what I want my tombstone to read.
Jeez. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you why I don't watch it. What's the main guy, his protege, the short dude? He looks like
E?
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Kevin Conley?
Don't like him.
Why?
He looks like a, I don't know, like a naked mole rat or something.
Well,
pisses me off.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so I finished off the bag Monday night. Tuesday, all of Tuesday. I was literally concerned.
Because it's, you basically, you're eating like shards of hot fiery glass.
But here's the thing, they're actually, they're pretty spicy.
That's what I mean.
Which surprises me, because usually...
Dude, you're...
But yeah, I think it was that. Our listeners...
Cool. You ate a whole bag?
Like a large family size. In 24 hours, I did. But like, I was concerned. I came home. But the funny part is I didn't have any like stomach pain or anything like that.
Yeah.
I was like... I got to work in the morning, and usually I get there before everyone else, so I get my morning coffee poop in.
Okay, I mean that's, yeah.
So, and now I go, what the? What the? I'm like, okay, it's a fluke, right?
No.
Noon?
No.
Did it again. Went home,
oh,
drank a pre-workout,
God.
Which we all know you drink,
oh,
you drink
God.
A pre-workout. It's game
Dude,
on.
I didn't, the first time I had pre-workout, I never made it to lifting weights. I got to the gym and I just shat for like an hour and then I went home. And I think you're like,
that was a workout.
And I think you're like, how'd it go? I'm like, it was a vigorous hour workout.
I was sweating,
yeah,
releasing some demons,
yeah. And it's like you're like a whole body's shaking,
yeah. And you got
I
that
was like,
face it
shake, face melting, shat.
Yeah, and you're just, oh. Yeah.
So I'm glad we're talking about poop.
Oh man!
We do it for you.
But anyway,
guys.
Yeah. Then I got home. Of course, told my wife. Well, then she's like, "You gotta go to the doctor." And I'm like,
"Well,
no.
that is a thing, right? Like, you want to go straight to a doctor,
well,
unless it's like you ate a whole bag of Doritos."
So the next
like
day,
a gas station burrito.
Wednesday. Yeah, that was Tuesday. Wednesday, I didn't poop, and then today we're good. So. We're good. I'm in the clear.
Okay. Well, you know, you can just, we'll have someone call in and you can tell us.
Yeah, listeners, if you have another theory, let me know.
Yeah, let us know what bloody stool means. God. You know what? Next topic.
Next
topic.
Boom.
Boom.
All right.
And segue.
And we're into questions, hot topics with the people's champ.
Hey, we're drinking.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
drinking Hop Lobster, a hoppy red ale from Springfield Brewing Company, which
Hop
is one
Lobster.
Of my faves.
Hop Lobster, yes, one of my faves.
Love Springfield. Shout out to Springfield Brewing Company.
Okay, well, we'll bring that up later. The debate between Springfield Brewing Company huge. And Mother's.
That's a we could go fisticuffs after that debate.
Now you rate it first, guy.
Okay. I'm gonna rate it. What's the scale?
You know the scale.
Huh?
You know the scale.
What is it? A to Z? Okay.
Yeah.
On a scale from A to Z.
One to bloody stools.
One? I'll give it 2.5
bloody stoolies.
No, really, what is it, though? 1 to 5?
It's F to A.
F to A, okay. You know what? It's pretty good. I'm going to give it a C with the smiley face in red pen.
Okay, I like that. And I'm going to go higher like I usually do. I'm going to give it a B+.
There you go. And that was electric.
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 We're not radio known for here. Our radio.
Electric radio. Hop Lobster.
The funny thing is, and I've told everyone, I go, there hasn't been a beer I haven't liked to some extent. Well, take that. Except one.
I've had a beer.
But that doesn't count because we were at the
Keystone
hockey game.
Keystone Ice.
Never had Keystone Ice.
It tastes like divorce.
Oh my god.
if that makes any sense.
That makes perfect
right?
sense.
It tastes like divorce.
So the most, the deepest, darkest.
And you just know
you're. Introverted whole.
You'll never be the same.
Quote of the week, maybe?
I think, yeah, it's going to be.
Maybe, did you just do the quote of the week?
Quote of the week.
All right. But my thing, when it comes to, like, craft beer, I have.
Oh, no, yeah.
There hasn't been one I haven't liked, to some extent.
I always say, like, I'm not a big, like, it's not ale. What are, like, the really dark brown ones? Well, I like dark beers.
They taste nutty. You have brown ale. You have stouts. You have.
Stouts. See, I'm not a big fan of stouts. And then, like, Tony's, like, he got me one, and I loved it. So I don't know. They're, like, not my favorite, but we can drink any beer. We'll be fine.
Yeah. You put some in front of me, I'm not going to be like, this is has.
What is this?
This Zima?
This is pretty good.
Zima?
Pretty good.
Oh. All right. First question. Do you, when you're eating a sandwich, and I asked this last week, I want your input. When you're eating a sandwich, do you put the chips in the sandwich, or do you leave them separate?
Okay. What? You don't put them in the sandwich.
Thank you!
Okay.
Thank you. Brittany, I love you to death. Do you hear this?
If you want crunch, put a little head of lettuce in there.
Or am I toast it. Toast it.
Toast the dip. You ever heard of a panini press, people? Jesus. No, it's... Yeah, you can, like, categorize these people. Chip and sandwich people, they get a basket of fries, and they just put ketchup all over them. It's the same cold. They're the same people, okay? They're all the same. And they can all...
They can all
sit on a cactus.
No, I agree with you. Really?
Just
toast your sandwich. And then, if you really want that crunch, take a bite of sandwich, take a bite of chip. Like,
perfect.
Like any other normal
exactly.
American would.
You know what? Okay, let's just, you know, I'm going to have a steak and mashed potatoes and gravy. No, let me just cut the steak in half, put the mashed potatoes and gravy in it like a sandwich. Like, what? How is that different? How is that any different? Yeah. Let's just combine all of our foods so we have one handheld thing.
I guess, the main point, like, from the other side is efficiency. No.
I don't... God, it's starting to really piss me off.
Okay. Since we are a podcast now, what are some podcasts you are regularly listening to?
Okay. Well, I want to try and give you... Because there's, like, me and all my buddies, you know, we all listen to Barstool. So I'm not just gonna go straight in. Pardon my takes, awesome KFC Radio.
Classics.
Awesome.
I mean, okay. If you don't listen to those, what the hell are you doing?
I will say, I know everyone's heard of, like, Serial. That's like Serial's probably the first, the first one with Adnan, that is one of the most captivating things I've ever listened to.
What?
Yeah, it's called Serial. This girl, tries to figure out this case about this guy that was convicted of murder. He's in high school, and she, like, goes through it, and she, like, tries and solves the case. And it, like... And
this is a podcast?
Yes. There's, like, 12 episodes. Cool. It will, like... I don't know how many hours it was, but I listened to it straight. I just stayed up all night.
Wow.
It like, you just can't stop. So that's, like...
Serial.
Serial. It's the greatest thing you'll probably ever listen to.
Wow. Okay.
And then there's another one called, like... there's the case of Mara Murray. She's a missing person. And it's interesting. So I kind of listen to those, like, kind of crazy podcasts. Like, this girl, she, like, left her house, kind of packed some things. She was going hiking, kind of got into a fender bender, and it was, like, snowing. And the guy came out, and she was just like, no, it's okay, don't call the cops. And she just walked away, and no one ever saw her again.
Wow.
Ever. And no one's, like, ever... No one's ever seen her, and like they interview all her friends, and like what was leading up, and she was normal, like wasn't depressed, and so there's like all these theories and stuff, and that was like that's another podcast.
Hmm.
But it's really cool if you like want to, you know, switch it up and not do sports and comedy and stuff.
I like it.
There you go.
I like it.
What about you,
Dylan? Coming in with the fire.
What about you?
I rarely miss a Joe Rogan. Rarely.
He's overrated.
The fuck you just say?
He's done too many drugs. He gets too out there.
We get it. We're on a spinning rock. That's a spaceship. Easy, Joe. We're apes. We get it, Joe. You did a lot of shrooms.
He did some DMT.
Jesus.
I agree with you there, but he does have some pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And my favorite is when he gets him and like Brendan Schaub and they just talk about MMA stuff.
Yeah.
That's okay. Good. I really miss Joe Rogan. Your Mom's House with Tom Segura and his wife.
Tom Segura is one of my favorite comedians.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Just because they're so, like, they throw up, like, weird, like...
YouTube videos?
Yes!
Stuff?
Like, nasty stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all, like, burps, farts, yeah. It's so funny.
That's a really good podcast. I like that one.
What else? Those are the two main ones. And then I listen to Foreplay a lot.
I listen to that every once in a while.
Those are the three main ones, really. I've kind of been getting into some different ones. Tony Blauer has a self-defense one that's cool. But other than that, nothing as cool as what you just threw out.
Yeah. Sure. I don't know. It's captivating. It'll, like... I guarantee you, Cole, you start on episode one, and you'll have to listen to it straight through. It's impossible not to.
All right. Boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs. Best of both worlds. Okay. there was the cops. This is a bad part of town. hey, will you grab me one? Will you,
hey, bartender.
Will you put some quick on it?
Do I look like your bartender?
You look like a guy that like gave up and he just knows he's gonna bartend at Buffalo Wild Wings for the rest of his life. That's what you look like. And he knows it. He's like, he like just turned 35 and he's like, you know what? This is just me now.
I'm gonna ride this out.
What were we talking about? So there was a long time where I didn't wear anything but sliding shorts. So I was just big sliding shorts but now I wear boxer briefs, but they're the tight ones. You know what I mean?
Are they the dry fit kind?
Oh yeah, dry fit kind. Cole's like two rooms away getting us beers and yelling. I'm sure you can't hear it. Great radio. Great. This is great. Great radio, I'm filibustering. I bet Cole's a whitey tidy guy. I guarantee it.
Okay. You accuse me something of that asinine. I'm gonna put you through the freaking wall. Whitey tidies? Are you serious?
Asinine. Her face is a six, but that ass a nine. You just look like that type of guy, you know? Whitey tighties.
So I look like a dumbass?
I mean, you said it. I wasn't gonna go there.
No! You wear boxer briefs, or you don't wear anything, or you go commando, like a badass.
Yeah, the bad thing about boxers is you have been walking downstairs and you hear... If you ladies don't know, sometimes you wear boxers, if you time your steps down, your balls hit your thigh.
Really, if you're wearing boxers, what's the point? Just go commando.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, because there's no support there.
No!
Like, you're just hanging out.
No!
And it, like, funny you're story. Just hanging out.
You remember that time when we I walked downstairs and you're like,
I didn't know you were going to give me a standing ovation.
What? Yeah!
Because, guys, we came down the stairs, and it literally, like, it was like I just played a symphony, and there was a crowd of people applauding.
Were you clapping? Were you? No!
What? Yeah. I bet a lot of women don't know that happens. It does sometimes, though.
Boxer briefs, or nothing at all.
Yeah.
I mean...
The old ball clap.
Unless you're an... like 90-year-old war vet, then you can wear some white tighties.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But other than that,
can you imagine like a one night stand and like I take my pants off and I have whitey tighties on? That has to be a deal breaker. Like what chick? Like saying that. Usually, you know, if I'm having sex, I'm hammered. So, but like, what chick would be like?
Why do you say that?
Huh? I haven't had sober sex since, like, 93.
Dylan!
I haven't. I don't even... yeah, don't even know what it's like. Anyways. No. What I'm saying is, though, it wouldn't that be, like, shocking? That's a deal breaker. Take my jeans off, whitey tighties.
Yeah.
You think she's taking those off, or she's like, you might want to put the jeans back?
You know what? I'm gonna head out.
I'm calling an Uber.
In fact, no, I'm not. I'm just gonna walk home.
Yeah.
contemplate my decisions I've made at this point.
The decisions I made tonight.
Well, I don't know, Tiffany. We were having a good time. You know, we had some drinks, and he was really cute, and you know, we had good conversation. We get home, and we're and then whitey tighty.
Why? She goes, oh yeah. Yeah, was his name Dylan?
Yeah, and he had a really good, you know, like, he had really good chiseled chest and
infectious smile.
And you know, nice arms and
baby blue eyes.
And takes his pants off, chicken legs, white tighties.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like hella pale right now, too. That would scare anybody.
That's good. Yeah. All right. Give me your definition or what constitutes a sport.
A sport? Well, that's... yeah, that's kind of a... that's a tough one there.
I'll throw this out there because I've heard this from somebody, and listeners last episode will know who I'm talking about.
I don't even know where to begin.
Does a sport have to have some sort of ball?
No.
Thank you.
No. I thought we need to start disagreeing. We've been agreeing on everything. Here, yes, has to have a ball.
Has to have a ball?
100,000%.
So you're saying bowling's a sport, but wrestling isn't then?
Yes.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. You know why wrestling isn't a sport?
Why?
Because they don't allow women to do it. Yes.
They do!
Yeah, not since, like, they did until, like, the late 90s.
You have no clue what the hell you're talking about.
No, you know what? Wrestling's not a sport. Because if I wanted to oil lather myself down, wear a unitard, and bacon grease myself and wallow around with a dude, I'd just go to a gay club.
I will grab Cade from the other room right now and have him wrestle you.
I literally just tried to think of something that would upset you the worst. Yeah. So that was it. Also, UFC, not a sport.
How dare you?
All it is, you know what it is? It's a fight. Is fighting a sport?
Yes!
It's
competition! They get paid money!
Karate's a sport. UFC is not. Go ahead.
You really are trying to piss me off.
Yeah.
Okay, my thing is this. If if there's a winner and a loser, and it doesn't even have to be, my thing is, it doesn't even have to be, this is the point, like, does it have to be physical or not? Like, is chess a sport? I think so. No. There's a winner and a loser.
No. Nerds.
No?
Chess is for nerds.
I actually like chess.
Huh? I actually like playing chess.
You play chess?
Mm-hmm. I love chess. Seriously.
Fuck you!
I swear. Yeah. Do you know how to play? We should play.
Oh, jeez.
It's a battle of wits
Jesus Christ. Do you realize you just unleashed Pandora's box?
It's a battle of wits. You know what?
You do know tomorrow, while Kate's in between matches, I'm looking up chess!
Yeah. Once you, like, you know the moves, it's actually pretty fun. It's a battle of wits. So if you beat somebody, you're like immediately smarter than them.
I've played it before, but it's been like 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, Dylan, why'd you just say that? All right, last question. What are some of Dylan's relationship deal breakers? We kind of almost already hinted at that.
Okay. Number one, hammer toe. Like, that's why I don't think I could ever date a gymnast. Because they have such bad hammer toes. Have you seen their feet?
Do you know what a hammer toe is?
Oh, no. It just sounds funny.
You're just not a feet guy.
Yeah. Yeah. They can't have hammer toe.
You don't know what that
is. Yeah, I do. It's when your toes look like hammers.
That's actually... Yeah, you got it right. Jesus.
Oh, man. Sometimes things just work out for me. Hammer toe, deal breaker. Being all serious, I have to have a girl that's an independent woman. She has to have her own, like, her own interests
and
her own things. Yep. I don't want a girl that loves to play golf, loves all the books that I like. You know, I want a girl that's like, you know, has her own career. Has her own interests, her own, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I've learned that it's taken me, you know, 27 years, but I've learned that that's, if they're not, you know, if they're like, you know, some girls are like really clingy or they're like, all they are is their boyfriend's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Can't have that. Mm-hmm. Can't have that. So that's a big deal breaker. What mm-hmm. about you, though? Give me your number one deal breaker.
The biggest one, kind of what you already said it, it's just, like that clingy, petty, like, oh, you know, you didn't like my Facebook post and you haven't posted this about me and this. I'm like, really?
No.
Are we not adults?
No, that.
It's not a deal breaker, but that's one thing I cannot stand.
It's. I don't know. Dating's already hard. Why bring that other level?
I'm not going to get too political, but I think it's almost the climate now where you have to marry like your best friend and this, this, and this, and this. Like, no, you don't. Not really.
You know, she's not just my girlfriend. She's my best friend. I hate it when people say that.
Is my wife my friend for sure? Do I trust her to the core for sure, but she has her own interest. Yeah. I have my own, and that's fine.
It's actually better.
Yeah. So like when she goes, Cole, I'm going to Target. I know that means don't call me, don't text me. I'm gonna be gone for 4 hours.
Yeah. Go.
Have a great time.
Go. I
got the kids. Don't worry about it.
I'm with her. I'll fuck some shit up at Target.
Yeah.
That's a great place.
Dude, she's the Target master. Dude,
That place is perfect. Target is perfect.
She'll spend an hour in the clearance line alone.
Oh, man.
And come home.
Hey, Brady, shout out Target for life.
Target Bros for life.
Target Bros for life, Brit.
Please tell the listeners your foot story.
I have a foot story?
About.
Oh, okay.
Please, because this all made right. me laugh so hard.
Okay. So.
And that's half the reason why I brought this up.
I don't know what. Oh, yeah, because I guess that's the last time you said... No, I forgot how it got brought up, but I told Cole this story. This is 100% true, and this is burned into my memory, and I'll never get over it, and I'll never be.
I'll never
be the same.
First of all, how old were you?
This changed me, Cole.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It changed every fiber of my being.
How old were you?
I was 24.
You were 24.
Okay.
So still in the age of where something, especially when it comes to like the opposite sex and relationships, yeah. If something bad happens, it's gonna get you.
It shook me to the quick.
Okay. You're 24.
So I'm 24. I wouldn't say I was like, up until then I was a huge, giant asshole jerk to women. I would say that was the point where I'm like, you know what I mean? I had started looking in the mirror, figuring some stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So
as we all do, I'm at 24.
I'm seeing this gal. She's kind of like, you know, lower maintenance. We're not a huge partier, which I figured out I liked, you know. And dating her for probably a couple months. And this is what happened. So we're just like sitting there eating. And we're outside by the pool. We both have, you know, I don't have shoes on. We just went swimming. Mm-hmm. I'm eating like watermelon or something. We're chatting. And she starts playing footsie with me, which you know, I hate that.
You will flat out right hook a person.
Oh, God. I'll punch a chick in the face. So, which I was like, you know, we're not like on that level to where she does it because she knows it annoys me. She's just doing it. And then I just
she's
like,
trying to be cute.
Yeah, and I was like, I like this girl. I'm just gonna try and ride this out.
Ride it out.
Okay, Cole, look into my eyes as I say this. She holds my foot like you would hold hands. She intertwines her toes with my toes.
Oh, that gives me goosebumps.
Cole, listen. She intertwines her toes with my toes.
Like you're holding hands?
Like you're holding hands.
I love it. I love it.
I didn't say anything. I calmly got up, got my towel, drove away.
Drove away?
Without saying a word. And I think I called her 2 days later and was like, hey, look, you know, I had a great time. Never spoke to her again. And I know that sounds awful, but I really...
Dylan's deal breaker. Don't... Grab his
she
feet
held
with your
my
feet.
Foot like a hand.
Oh
God,
that's one of my favorite stories of all time.
I don't. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
I don't like this.
All right.
Do what? What is it? What are you trying to say?
I'm saying it might be.
What's it time for?
It might be top three time. Top three, baby.
Top three.
Biatch at the end's great.
It's perfect.
That makes my day every time.
It really is good.
All right, top three this week is top three.
I'm excited about this.
People you want to assassinate, which. Last week it was
top... If there was like a purge, so we could legally do it?
Yes. Last week it was the top three people you want to punch in the face. This week's top three people you want to assassinate.
I have never been more ready for a question in my entire life.
I'm going to let you take the lead.
Snake draft?
They're all going to be the same from...
Snake draft?
Yeah, go ahead.
Number three. See, this is tough because all three are up there. I'm going to say George Lopez.
Why?
He's not funny, number one. I don't know if he's ever said anything a tiny, spicy bit comedic whatsoever. Even Latinos hate him. He, like, went on record to say he has to dumb down his jokes because the, like, most of his audience is Latino.
For real?
Yes.
That's not
the
smartest
move. He's the worst. He's a comedian that's not funny to anybody. Go ahead. I would snipe that guy.
I would say his like first special that went huge was good.
Wasn't good. It was awful.
What?
He basically like just got up there and just started throwing feces. That's all it was. That's how bad it was.
Now we'll say his like last his later ones when he was all political. Yeah, no, not for me. I would agree with you there.
He just has like that face that you just want to put like a sniper bullet in.
All right.
And he's a bad comedian.
I'm gonna sneeze. Maybe.
Number three.
I wouldn't. I'm gonna try. I'm trying to think of the ones that are different from last week. I can't say I wouldn't assassinate him, but it really pissed me off. I had a younger, non-teenage patient that literally talked to me like I was the lowest person on earth.
Oh, yeah.
And her parents are sitting right there not saying a word.
Yeah, you like to punt her out of a car window.
Like, that is making like me. I mean, the most disrespectful. Anyway, yeah. I can't say I would assassinate her, but it really grinded my gears, Dylan. Like, I have a 10 and under person looking at me like I'm the dumbest person in the world.
And
saying things like, "Well, I'm just gonna see her because he's not doing nothing," and their parents are just sitting there and not saying anything.
Yeah, they don't.
So I guess that'd be my number three.
I'm with you on that. The kids don't respect the seat. We always turn into, like, midway through the episode, we turn into old men. Like, really
that's true.
Like, every that's time. True. Okay.
And we're not really old.
Huh? Yeah, I know. It's like, we're millennials. Number two. This one, my one and two are about the same, but I'm going to go to number two, Joy Behar.
That's a hard yes.
If you don't know who she is, she's that cackling redheaded wench on The View. And God, that she's a battle axe of a woman. That broken record. I'm not gonna. You know what the easiest thing to do, Colas? It's sit here and to bash The View. I'm not saying The View's a bad show, but you can't get a word in over like loud ass awful hot takes. She strangleholds the show and just seeps all the happiness out of it. God, I'd rather have this song Monster Mash constantly playing in my head in a loop forever than to have one conversation with her. Boom, I would snipe her out of nowhere.
That's one of my favorite Family Guy bits when it's like, this is worse than the last time I watched The View. And it cuts a bunch of chickens.
That's how it is. God.
Here's the bad thing. It's gotten to the point now where no matter what happens, whether it becomes culturally, socially, she has to go so far to the left.
But there's good women. Barbara Walters, Whoopi Goldberg, there's good women on there. But she just strangleholds the show. And it's like, oh, man, I know you can't hit women, but I would roundhouse kick her right in her jejunum.
Jejunum.
Okay. I actually feel better now. Go ahead, number two.
Jejunum.
Yeah. It's you know, it's that place where if you hit them, they throw up.
Oh, shoot. What's that movie? You just threw out a classic.
It's not Tropic Thunder. It's the Tropics. The Flintstone
Flint, Michigan Tropics?
Yeah.
What's the damn movie?
Huh? What's Semi-Pro.
He's throwing a Semi-Pro. I like it.
There you go.
Let's see. I'll keep my same number two from last week. And I'll say this as...
Do you want a fireball shooter?
No. No. It's always going to be no.
Huh?
It's always going to be no.
I know. Like asking you.
It's the parent that videotapes their kids' youth sports practice because they think the coach is being an asshole.
Oh, God. Oh,
videotapes to practice. Oh,
I like how we're going like you're talking about just types of people, and I'm talking about real people. Yeah. But
figure that out.
Just I don't get how you get to that place as a human being. Like, how do you even get there?
Well, to that thought process. Well, their baby's not getting enough playing time, well, Dylan.
Their baby, you know who it is? It's the parent of the girl who doesn't respect anybody. So you basically want to kill a whole family.
Yes!
It's just that family call. You just want to, like, just pick them off one at a time.
But that's true. I mean...
That's who it is, though.
That's true.
Yeah. That's funny.
All right, Dylan. Cole? Actually, let me go, and I'll let you finish it up.
Yeah, I got some good ones. I got a lot to say about this.
Now, number one is the same from last week. It's flat earthers.
Right. Yeah. Well, like I said, Cole, I think they're just trolls. There's probably only like...
Did you see that thing on Twitter?
1% of 1%.
Did you see that thing on Twitter? It said there's flat earthers all around the globe, and they're like... And they just got killed. Like, no, it's not! It's not around the globe! You dumbass!
Flat earthers around.
That was the funniest thing I've seen all week.
Cole, you know what that sounds like is an Onion article. It really does.
My favorite Onion article was scientists spend $2 billion in 10 years on research they have no idea what the fuck happened. And it's just two pages of like, it's like Jim Miller, who was the head of research, and I quote, yeah, we got to the point where we were just sitting there looking at walls. We don't know what the hell happened. That's my favorite
one. Dude, we gotta go like top 5 Onion articles.
That's great. That'd be a good one. All right, what's your number one? I think I know what it is.
Number one, this guy. I lose sleep over this person. Like he actually. I don't know. I think about him all the time and how much I hate him. Dr. Phil.
I knew it.
Okay. I'm gonna try and say this calmly. Dr. Phil is a blundering, ham-fisted, inept. Poor excuse for a shrink who exploits people for ratings. It would probably be like the greatest way I could describe. Hey, describe Dr. Phil. Boom. There you go. He plays to the majority of the public. He's never had an original thought his entire life. He, like I said, he exploits people. I don't think he's actually helped anybody. Like, I don't think what he does is just sits there and tells people to do stuff, and he doesn't help anybody.
That's pretty good.
They literally just go off the show, and like people said that, like, I'm gonna follow up with you, and he never follows up. It's just for ratings. And I looked this up. He doesn't have a license to practice psychology, so
which is the reason why he has a show.
Yeah, and like, and they call him Dr. Phil. He's not a doctor. You know who he is? He was that kid in like in elementary school. That like had a backpack with wheels, and he ate like mayo sandwiches with the crust cut off, and his mommy loved him. That's who that is. And he grew up to be Dr. Phil, and he tells people what to. Fuck that guy. God.
Jesus. You realize that he like is rich.
Cole, please.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's not rich. I would be fine if he was rich for, like, something. He doesn't help people.
I'll say this.
He doesn't help anybody.
I'll say this.
God, he's fucking...
I agree with you there. And I agree with you that he doesn't have a license, which is why he has a TV show. And does he follow up with them? Probably not. Do I somewhat agree with what he says to the people on the show? Yeah, I do.
No, you don't, Cole.
Yes, I do.
Listen to this. He told this woman, was like, my husband won't stop masturbating. And he goes, I'm going to tell you this. You know what it is? Masturbation is just as bad as cheating. And then these women lose their minds. What? Doctor, what? Are you kidding me? That's what he says every time he goes to the bathroom for 7.5 minutes. He's cheating on her. And not metaphorically. He was being serious.
Let's not go down. That's another half hour conversation.
Cool. I'm going to have an aneurysm.
The reason why I say this is because he had a guy on that. He was a 32-year-old still living with his parents.
What if his mom loves him?
And his parents decide to get up and retire and move to Florida. Well, then he threw a fit. It's like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
And my parents didn't do enough for me.
What? They probably didn't.
Oh, are you kidding me?
They could have done more.
Now, I'm not saying I like the guy. I'm not saying I agree with everything he says. Some things, do I agree with him? Sure. Okay. Do I think he's an asshole? Hell yeah.
Okay.
But he's also a multi-million dollar asshole that has a goddamn yacht. Don't tell Huh?
I'm going to take this fireball shot. Forget that you even said that.
Okay.
Also?
We'll take the fireball shot and then we'll do Dylan's theories.
Okay. Theory.
Theory. Theory. Dr. Phil's the devil.
Doctor, no. Because I could somehow rationalize the devil. That guy just plain sucks.
That just goes to show you that if you want to make it in this world, get behind Oprah.
Oh, God.
Am I right?
You know what? Number four person I'd like to kill, Oprah. She's overrated.
I think we at least lost all of our listeners on that segment.
Yeah. If you're an Oprah follower, go buy one of her damn books and leave us alone. How does that sound? I think I'm getting a little drunk here.
You got a theory?
No, but I'll, okay. Yeah, I could do, let me jostle around the brain tissue here. We could do my theory on, like, some mistakes guys make talking to the ladies.
Bring it!
Okay. Well, actually, let me preface this.
Preface!
Let me preface this by saying, this is coming from me. I'm pretty, yeah, you can have that one. It just got warm. It's coming from me, and I'm self-loathing, and some people would say, as some chick said, hella selfish. So probably not the
hella selfish.
And second note, I was like, probably don't know anything more than anyone else. But I'll give you some, like, okay. Through my travels, I've kind of noticed, like, there's two things. Like, you grow up, and you can talk to anybody, you know, so then you just get confidence. These are the guys that when they grow up, they can talk to women. It's easy for them. You know, they're kind of charismatic. They get laid a lot. These are the dudes that grow up, and they're like jerks to the ladies, okay? There's like one guy, right? Mm-hmm. Then there's like the opposite end of the spectrum. There's the guy that grows up, and he has probably a bad instance with a girl, and then he gets nervous. He's a shell of himself around women. Can't talk to him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He kind of worships them from afar. There's no confidence at all. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you know, that guy would treat women just phenomenally. You just can't get one, mm-hmm. right? So, like, what you need is a concoction of the two dudes. So you need the confidence of the first homie, the introspection of the second, right? Mm-hmm. Which, it's kind of like the paradoxical knowledge of, like, we're all significant in our uniqueness, but we're ordinary just like everyone else. Mm-hmm. So, once you boil it all down, I came with, like, a theorem.
Okay.
This is all you need, okay? Be crazy bold, yet outrageously honest. You can talk to any girl. That's wow. My theorem.
I Boom. Like it.
There it is.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Because I'm, like, brutally honest. Like, the one chick is like, I've heard through the grapevine that you're a player. And I was like, you could call me that. Sure. There you go. I'm honest with you. Like to drink. Don't want to be tied down. Also, I just got into hockey. Love hockey. Love the sound of a cello.
Love the sound of a cello.
Yeah, it's an underrated instrument.
Would you say,
brutally honest.
Would you say that you could use that in any other situation?
As with all my theories, you can, you know.
Because I would say,
convert them to life.
I would
life.
Say you can even say that with my job. Like if I'm sitting there doing an eval and the patient goes, Colt, do you honestly think that you could help me? When a person has a $40 copay coming in here,
yeah,
$40
that
a pop.
That sucks, man.
And I have two choices. Either say, pitter patter, or just be sus, or say, you know what? I don't think I can help you.
Or
the opposite, say, hell yeah, I think I can help you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, yeah.
I like that theory a lot.
You could convert it to life, too.
I like that a lot.
But the thing, like, weird thing, I don't, like, again, I'm not saying I'm not good at talking to women, But I have learned, if you're like, whatever you bold move you're going to do, be 10 times bolder, might work out for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you're brutally honest, and then everything's up front on the table. Yeah. Like, you have it right here. Yeah. This is me.
Yeah.
Okay?
And all the...
Take it or leave it.
And really, in all reality, if you be that with, especially in a relationship, all the weight's off your shoulders.
Yeah.
You ain't got anything weighing you down.
It's always like, see, okay. I always thought, like, when I was younger and naive, I was like, I'm short. And, like, this whole new thing is, like, girls love tall guys, right? So, I would, like... You know, a girl...
Tall, dark, and handsome, which we are not.
I am the opposite. I'm like a tic-tac. Small, white, and curiously strong.
Yes.
Yeah, you can use that one. Feel free to use that
Zynga.
One. But then, like, it's all about, like, your mindset. So I was like, I can't get girls because I'm short. Or I can't, you know, get in a relationship because I'm short. Girls like tall guys. But in reality, you know, I'm like, I don't even have a shot. Because I'm in my brain thinking I'm short. Girls don't like me. Then, you know, after you start learning some stuff, you're like... I mean, that doesn't matter at all. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like all, it's all in your brain.
I agree with you.
Girls do like tall guys, though.
Coming from a married man perspective, like this week, new baby, you know, we got stuff going down this weekend. You know, Wednesday, I want to play golf on Sunday. I go, I know Cade's got ball practice at 3. I go, I'll go in the morning. And I'll take him to ball practice. She goes, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Have fun.
Uh-huh.
But, like, you know, if you just hold it in, and then Sunday morning comes up, and she goes, hey, you going to church? And I go, no. And then they leave, and then they come home, and I'm gone, and I'm playing golf, and I didn't tell her.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah. See, you know what I do, though? If I was, like, I mean, I don't have kids or anything, but if I was in a relationship, like, I just wake up and be like, oh, like, hey, I'm going to go golf. And then, like, this happened a couple of times. I thought it was date night. And then I just go, no.
No!
No. That's my style. And then I just go play golf. And then she's pissed. But you know what? I'm golfing. And that is probably why I'm still single. There you go.
We got to wrap it up here. So let's do tweet / quote of the week.
Oh, quote.
Want me to go first? Jesus!
Sorry. Quote of the week, or tweet of the week, right?
Let me go first. Yours is better.
Okay. Well, it's obviously better. It's my own.
Shut writing. Up.
Okay.
My tweet of the week is from Pat Perez, the golfer.
Pat Perez, good guy.
He was, after a round was being interviewed, the interviewer goes, if Pat Perez walks into a bar and the bartender goes, what are you drinking? What do you say? Pat Perez goes, everything.
Everything. Walk.
Mic drop.
Like a
fucking hashtag G. Alpha.
Like a G. Name a better response that he could have said. I don't know if you can.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't. That's you can't. Perfect. You know what? New favorite golfer besides Ricky Fowler.
I love Pat. Pat's great.
Pat Perez for Prez.
Hey.
Huh?
What do you got?
My tweet of the week is mine, because I'm very self-centered. I only think about myself. But it's hilarious. Okay. It says, I wish the guy that narrates Planet Earth also did my life. I.e., for example. Dylan wakes early for his morning coffee. Hungover yet again. There are 7 billion of his kind on the planet, although this individual has not found a mate. A cold winter is rapidly approaching.
I love that tweet. It's so good.
I know. I should be, like, Twitter famous.
That's so good. well, hey, I'm playing golf Sunday. First round of the year.
Sunday mornings are bad for
me. And because of that, I went down a rabbit hole of, you know, grip and swings.
Cole, do not start. I did that last year when I had the S words. And
the...
And I don't, I would like line up and I'd switch my grip, make sure my feet are like all nice and tidy, shoulders, and then like, you know, like 6 beers in, I'm just like swinging for the fences, which is a lot better for, usually better for us. Procrastination.
Wait a minute.
Wait, do you know what procrastination is? It's where you have, like, all this crazy shit to do, and you just go masturbate instead. Procrastination.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen.
Episode 7.
We'll see you later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.